All right, 2 in 3 parents, they want to see alcohol advertising completely banned from sports, according, or at least during matches, according to a new poll. The YouGov Galaxy poll, it also found that 9 out of 10 parents supported a ban on alcohol ads during children's viewing hours. Well, I'm a parent, they didn't ask me. Alcohol sponsorship, the AFL, NRL, even the Australian Open. The Foundation of Alcohol Research and Education reckons it sends dangerous mixed messages to kids, because they say that major sporting codes are hypocritical for having alcohol sponsors while insisting they're committed to making their game more family-friendly and appealing to kids. But you can still be family-friendly, you can still appeal to kids, and you can still have a drink so long as it's within limitations. You don't do yourself any harm. But they want banning alcohol advertising in sport. Is it the right way to go? 131873. Amy Ferguson is from the Foundation of Alcohol Research and Education. She's their research and policy director. Amy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Are alcohol ads during sport really driving our kids to drink?
Well, this is what our research is. The research is telling us, not just national research, but international research. It shows that alcohol advertising impacts young people's attitudes and behaviours when it comes to alcohol. So it's shown to be associated with young people drinking more and from an earlier age.
A couple of years ago, the Kangaroos, our rugby league team, national rugby league team, they were sponsored by PlayStation. Do you know any figures of how many PlayStations were sold because of their sponsorship?
No, I don't. I'm not sure if there's research on that one.
But see, that's the thing. I'm wondering why the difference.
Well, I guess our concern with this particular product is we're talking about alcohol. We know that alcohol can be a harmful product, and we also know that young people are disproportionately affected by alcohol harm. So that's our concern. We're just concerned about this unhealthy messaging being attached to sport.
Aren't we seeing kids less and less these days actually being tempted by alcohol? I have a look at the Deakin University study, which was over a number of years from 99 to 2015. They've almost had a half of people, of kids, teenagers, dropping, trying to, or not trying, and not being tempted by alcohol. 70% in 2000 said they had tried a full glass of alcohol. 15 years later in 2015, that was down to 45%. So kids are being tempted less.
That's it. This is a good news story when it comes to young people's consumption. We are seeing young people and those under the age of 18 drinking less. So that is a good news story. But what the data also shows is that those young kids and those underage kids that still are drinking are doing so at very risky levels. So it's still a concern.
All right. So you want ads, advertising, sponsorship, promotions of any alcohol banned in the same way as tobacco?
So what we're calling for as a starting point is to remove the exemption that currently exists that allows alcohol advertising to be broadcast during sporting events on weekends and public holidays. So that's our starting point. That's our initial step. That's what we're calling on the government to sort of listen to the concerns of parents and start looking at untying the unhealthy relationship between alcohol and sport.
All right, so Saturday, Sundays and public holidays, that's it, not Friday night, not Thursday night?
No, because currently the free TV broadcasting code allows alcohol advertising to be shown after 8:30pm, but as a first step, it's that exemption within the rules that allow it during sporting events.
I'm a big believer of personal responsibility, parental responsibility as well, but personal responsibility. Why do we need bans? Why do we need people holding our hands to say we can't and shouldn't do this?
Well, I think it's also about looking at the environment in which alcohol is consumed. So we know that alcohol advertising can influence these young kids, and so we're at least bringing supporting an environment where we can be making healthier options. I think that's a good thing to support families in having these conversations.
Amy, appreciate your time this afternoon. Amy Ferguson, she's from FAIR, the Foundation for Alcohol Research and Education. What side do you sit on? 131873, ben@4bc.com.au. Well, I said it earlier in the program, if you're just joining us, I remember growing up watching Wallingham Mal play for the Kangaroos, the 4X Kangaroos. Alan Border took a team over to the Ashes over to England for the Ashes in 1989. 4X were their sponsors. You remember the bus pulling up outside the team? 4X didn't make me want to drink any more or any less. I was only a kid. I didn't want it. I didn't ask about it. It's just what it was. Again, I'll use the PlayStation analogy. Didn't want me to go out and buy one of those. 131873, ben@4bc.com.au.